This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it that even on this Monday, April the 7th of 2025, it does not matter who the host is. It only matters who the listeners are. Anyways, it is the 97th day of the year of that 2025 thing and only 268 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleague over there, you know, at that other place.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yep, infiltration Radio Big. No better way to do it. No doubt there whatsoever. So, how's it been? How was your weekend? Did you survive? Did you do anything crazy? Did you do anything that you were like, hey, this is a moment. It's a moment in time that's going to change everything for you. Good. I hope you did. People have those things. I just never know when they happen. And, you know, I figured if I ask, you might be able to tell me. That was it. Okay, cool. So anyways, if you're kind of not sure what the hell we do here, let me explain it to you. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. That's just realistically what it is. That is what we do. That is the información of información on how we do everything. Safety in the news, news and safety. Easy, to the point. We bring in some professional broadcasters. They talk a little bit about everything that's going on. We talk a little bit about everything that's going on from there. And then we kind of mix and match and go from there. Then you get to interact with the show if you want to. All you have to do is go to callinradio.com.
That's callinradio.com.
And then you, once you get there, it's actual audio, video, and text messaging. You make the decision. It's like choose your own game aspect in regards to what you want to do. Choose your course. And from there, that's it. That is the land, if one may say so, the way that it goes. The layout of layouts. If I can put it that way. Yep. That's it. Correspondente. Yep. It's not that difficult. It is an easy, easy system to do everything in. So callinradio.com. So with that being said, let's do this. Let's talk about what the hell was trending, because I think that that is going to be important. So let's do that.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's go through what was trending. So let's see. Notable and noteworthy, a Michigan couple safely returns home and being arrested after being arrested in Mexico. That will tell you something. Russell Brand faces charges of sexual assault, and one of Diddy's accusers won't remain anonymous in his upcoming trial. So there you go. Also, casting drama for Narnia and Happy Days reunion. We'll talk about that in casting calls. And Megan of Sussex takes center stage in her husband's scandal. So, that's it. So, if you're ready, I'm ready. I got the pro broadcasters waiting over there from Feature Story News wanting to tell you everything that's going on.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in New Delhi, I'm Neha Punia. Stocks across Asia plunged, with U.S. President Donald Trump and his team showing no signs of a rethink on sweeping global tariffs. This as concerns mount that a global recession could be triggered by this move. Rebecca Bunden has more.
Investors continue to be rattled by President Trump's reciprocal tariffs, which he unveiled last week, and the impact is being felt across Asian markets. The Nikkei fell 8.8% in the early session, while in South Korea, trading had to be stopped for 5 minutes as stocks tumbled. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index was down more than 10%, while Chinese stocks also plummeted, including shares of tech giants Alibaba and Tencent. India also followed the downward trend of its Asian peers, with the benchmark BSE Sensex down more than 3% in early trade. Rebecca Bunsen, Mumbai.
President Trump, sitting firm, called this a necessary medicine and also ruled out a deal with China. This comes despite U.S. stock futures also plunging, giving an indication of what may be a rough week on Wall Street. Chris Coraggio has more.
The Dow Jones Industrial, S&P 500 and NASDAQ futures all fell roughly 4% Sunday. The Dow saw back-to-back losses of over 1,500 points for the first time ever last week, while the S&P took a 6% drop Friday, the worst since March of 2020. President Trump will host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Monday for talks about new U.S. tariffs. Trump told reporters on Air Force One on Friday that he had indeed invited Netanyahu for discussions. The talks are also expected to include Israel's war in Gaza. Netanyahu's visit could mark the first attempt by a foreign leader to try to negotiate a deal on tariffs.
And Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick also told CBS that the tariffs will stay in place as President Trump seeks to reset global trade.
If we had a war and we can't build a ship, we can't fly a plane, we can't build our own planes, we don't have our own semiconductors, this is what the president is here to fix for America. Trillions and trillions of dollars, you heard the president speak about it, are coming to invest in America. This is the economy of the world. We are the consumer of the world.
Meanwhile, in India, officials have indicated the country will not slap reciprocal tariffs against the U.S. The hiked taxes will likely hit billions of dollars worth of Indian exports to the U.S., but the government as well as industry bodies are downplaying the impact, saying India will be less impacted compared to other major Asian economies. Experts believe the higher taxes could now be used as leverage by the U.S. to get India to sign an expansive trade pact quickly. India exports far more to the U.S. than it imports from it, and this has angered President Trump, who's repeatedly called India a tariff King. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the complicated decision-making matrix that now exists across Europe as a result of President Trump's foreign and economic policies. Our guide today is Lord Kim Darroch, the former US ambassador to the United States and former UK national security advisor.
What we're seeing now is a sledgehammer taken by this new US administration, both to our defence and security, with the description of the Europeans as pathetic and with the decision they're going to disengage quite substantially from Europe. And now we have a sledgehammer taken to the international economic system, the biggest disruption in history. Mm. And we now have some very difficult choices to make, especially about, you know, this tariffs move. What are we going to do? Are we going to suck it up? Are we going to retaliate? Are we going to do a free trade deal, which if, for example, we agree to give up on something like the digital tax, and let's face it, the American tech companies can certainly pay it. It's the equivalent of saying to the playground bully, I'm going to pay you to stop bullying me.
He calls the decisions that European governments must now take as extraordinarily challenging, but he expects the billionaires who have backed Trump, Messrs. Musk, Zuckerberg, Bezos and Altman, to be piling pressure on the US president to reverse course on the trade war. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
The main news again. Asian stocks extend their losses on concerns that a global recession could be triggered, with US President Donald Trump and his team showing no signs of a rethink. President Trump, meanwhile, has called this a, quote, necessary medicine and has also ruled out a deal with China until the issue of balance of payments is addressed. 200 runners hit the streets of Pyongyang as North Korea held its first international marathon in 6 years. And that is the latest feature story news. Neha Punia reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves. Only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list.
So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, there you go. Rated R Safety Show. Currently 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely, lovely, lovely Monday. You know, I have to tell you, because of the work that you do and because of the work that I do, I hate desk jobs. I'm just going to tell you straight up. And I have learned that being stuck to a chair the whole time, that sucks, dude. I was thinking about that over the weekend going, I have been behind this desk in regards of doing stuff for so long that I was like, man, I don't know how people do desk jobs. It sucks. I mean, I remember having one years and years ago and going, it wasn't the greatest. And I used to love being, you know, mostly in the field instead of being behind that desk. But boy, being stuck to a desk or chained to one of these chairs over the last bit, it's been like, ugh, this is torturous. Who wants to do that? But hey, whatever. We need people that can do desk jobs as well. So there you go. Okay, so let's start talking right away about a lot of things, a lot of things that are going on. There's been a lot of movement in the global social media world in the last few days. So let's start talking about this.
Because it's important.
So let's talk about this. Ex-regulators at the European Union are reportedly mulling on a $1 billion fine against X for failing to adequately combat, at least in the EU's eyes, so-called disinformation on the platform. The EU adopted the Digital Services Act, which gives them power to impose such fines in 2022. X would be on the first platform, would be the first platform slapped with penalties under these new powers. This is according to the New York Times. Also at Meta, a total other end of the speech world spectrum, Meta announced it's ending its fact-checking program to police posts, instead deploying a third-party organization to flag and explain certain posts accusers by disseminating so-called disinformation. Meta, who operates Facebook and Instagram, will instead use community notes models similar to the ones on X, where users collectively police each other. This is according to The Hill. And then last but not least, at good old TikTok, President Trump has instructed the Department of Justice to forego the investigation prosecution of TikTok to comply with the ban imposed in the last year to another 75 days. Multiple reports have indicated that the administration was ready to announce a deal last week, but that the Chinese government yanked its support following Trump's sweeping tariffs announcement. So, I guess that's the next step. So, you know, let's forego the ban, the blah, 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 blah. I just don't understand, why was there a big announcement of a ban? And some people are going to go, well, it was the prior administration that said, hey, it had to go. Well, it was a prior administration to the prior administration, which essentially is to some level this current administration that originally started the TikTok thing. I know. Context is king.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show. I don't know why our host has a face for radio. Rated R Safety Show.
I know. It's a thing that I don't understand either. So anyways, the Michigan couple arrested by Mexican officials last month are back in the United States. Paul and Christy Aiko landed in Cancun for a vacation on March the 4th, but were swiftly taken into custody, accused of defrauding a timeshare company after a previous trip in 2021. The accused contended that they refused to pay for services that they did not provide. After the little piff became public, Michigan Rep. Tom Barrett spearheaded the mission to secure the accused's release. He personally traveled to the prison where they were being held and told officials that he would not return without them. Ultimately, the American diplomat team and Barrett won their release by offering to donate a contested amount of $116,587, maybe it was pesos because it doesn't say, or maybe it was dollars, I don't know, to a nonprofit that works with on behalf of orphans. In a statement, their release and the couple's attorney said that in part President Trump's, and I know he personally got involved with this and wanted them home. So give them a lot of credit for that. So I don't know. It's some interesting things for sure as we are talking. So, So was it $116,000? Yeah. So let's see. The Palace Company and the accused agreed that $116,587.84, the amount that was contested by the accused and refunded to them by their American Express, will be donated to bona fide establishment nonprofits Mexico benefiting orphans, the spokesperson said. Interesting. I didn't even know you could dispute that kind of money. No, seriously, it's not a joke as I say that. So anyways, okay, so take a listen to this one. James Bond alum Pierce Brosnan thinks that actor Aaron Taylor Johnson would be very good as 007. You know that if the Aaron Taylor Johnson gets picked, Anna Taylor Johnson is going to get confused for a hot minute there. He spoke to Yahoo Entertainment about Taylor Johnson, whom he worked with in The Greatest, saying that I think if he wished it and wanted it and got it, he would be great. Brosnan played Bond in 4 films before handing over the reins to Daniel Craig. This is according to Yahoo. I feel like we've been going through this process here of talking about a new James Bond for a hot minute. And I feel like, hey, and I know there's a lot of feelings there is what it sounds like. But I feel like we need to do something to get this thing moving. Because, man, what a hocus pocus of crap. Of us talking about this. We just need to move forward and prosper. Because, you know, there's some people out there that need a new Bond movie.
Duh.
That's the way that it goes. Anyways, take a listen to this. This year's Met Gala theme is super fine. Tailoring black style with a dress code tailored for you. Coleman Domingos, Lewis Hamilton, Pharrell Williams will co-chair with LeBron James serving as the honorary chair. Celebs who have reportedly received coveted invite include Lizzo, Shakira, Mary J. Blige, Amelia Gray, Ashley Graham, and Rachel Zegler. So there you go. That's according to Vogue. If you care about that stuff, some people care about this. Like, this is like an unholy passion towards some as they look at this. I'm not joking. This is not a joke kind of conversation when it's all said and done. Okay, so take a listen to this. Kevin McMahon was born at Jamaica Hospital in Queens, New York on May the 26th in 1960. Within a few minutes of another baby boy with the same last name in a new lawsuit, the hospital McMahon alleges that he went home and subsequently raised by a couple that wasn't his biological parents. The scandal came to light 5 years ago when McMahon's supposedly sibling conducted a DNA test to trace her genetic heritage and discover that she had a biological mother that she didn't know. Subsequently, testing confirmed the discrepancy. Since then, McMahon has met with the biological family and biological brother, Keith, as well as Ross McMahon, with whom he had been switched with at birth. The whole story has some darker elements that are available out there, which I guess we could go into. The McMahon is suing hospital to acknowledge the blame and formally apologize. His lawyer says that he expected more cases like this to come to light as more people conduct genetic testing. Well, I hope it wasn't 23andMe they were conducting with it for, because, you know, those people are having some issues.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
I mean, what a story, huh? I mean, what a story. And there's so much more to it, but man, it can get weird quick in regards about talking about some of this. But if you want to take a look around and go, okay, where can I find more? I would say go to New York Post, because there's some info there that I'm not sure if we should talk about. So there you go. Okay, last week, municipal officials at La Playa del Carmen said that my fire festival events is happening. There was not news to them. Yep. The fire festival that's happening there is news to them. On Friday, convicted fraudster and event hype man Billy McFarland issued a curious statement, and he had an event organizers had actually been working with the appropriate officials since the beginning of March. On Instagram, he wrote, "Fire has been working directly with the government of Playa del Carmen, PDC, and their officials since March 5th of 2025. To ensure a safe and successful event. All media reports suggesting that our team has not been working with the government of PDC are simply inaccurate based on misinformation." Along with the statement, McFarland shared and scanned images of a signed legal document and the city's officials providing that they have the paperwork in order to have paid the necessary fees to secure event. So time will tell. The event is supposed to begin at the end of May. So there you go. So here's the thing. Is there a lineup yet on who's playing? And because of how bad people got burned the last time, would you really want to go to an event like that? Like, seriously, it's one of those things that I look at and I go, how crazy is some of this in regards of you doing this? Like, if you saw that people paid thousands and thousands of dollars for a cheese, well, let's just call it a grilled cheese sandwich, and to go to an event and, you know, you were in just a kind of a normal tent and all that kind of stuff, is that really something that you would want to do again? I am just asking the question because it does matter.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
I'm sure someone gives a shit. Anyways, did you know that there are more billionaires living in New York City than any other city in the world? For the fourth year in a row, the Big Apple tops Forbes list of cities with the most billionaires at 123, worth a combined $759 billion. These billionaire comedians, such as Jerry Seinfeld, Timberwolves owner Mark Lohr, Chipotle founder Steve Ells, and Ramp CEO Eric Gilman. That's just to name a few. Moscow came in second with about a list of 90 billionaires, followed by Hong Kong at 72 and London at 71. So there you go. If you're looking, oh, I'm just kidding. Don't say that last part. Okay. Actor Robert Treppard has died. He passed away on March the 11th at Los Angeles Medical Center of Sepsis. Treppard is best known for his roles as Hercules, and the legendary Journey and Xena Warrior Princess. He was 71 at the time of his passing. So there you go. So let me share this with you. You want to feel old? I got something. Eminem's daughter Haley Jade welcomed her first baby with husband Evan McLeotonic on March the 14th. The couple announced the arrival of their son, Elliot Marshall McLeotonic, on social media, noting the significance of the middle name. The rapper's real name is Marshall Mathers. So, let me explain what this means. If you don't know this, Eminem is a grandfather now. How long have you been listening to Eminem? I mean, I've been listening to him for a hot minute. So, it becomes more and more interesting to me as we are talking. no doubt there. Okay, so let's talk about some sick bay stuff because people will care about this. Actor Manuel Masaliba was inducted in a coma after getting a bacteria infection. The 43-year-old narco star reportedly contracted an unknown bacterial virus while on vacation abroad. The GoFundMe has been started to help offset the medical cost. Yeah. So interesting stuff. I don't know. It gets weird right away. Let's talk about a few things before we get to our main story. Captain America came in at number 10 over the weekend box office, $1.3 million. The Friend, $1.6 million. And number 8, Hell of a Summer, $1.7 million. That was number 8. Number 7, The Chosen, Last Supper, $1.8 million. At number 6, Death of a Unicorn, $2.6 million. At number 5, The Woman in the Yard, $4.5 million. And number 4 was Snow White, $6 million. And number 3, The Chosen, Last Supper. How's it in two spots? That doesn't make any sense. $6.7 million as well. So it made it double. Let's see. At number 2 is A Working Man, $7.2 million. And are you ready for this? I'm shocked. I really am. The Minecraft movie, which I would have never thought this. $157 million. $157 million. So there you go. Okay, two things and then we'll get to our main. Let's get ahead of some of the inevitable dooming and glooming of this week with the earth-shattering consequences of President Trump's tariffs scheme continues to play out. Recession fears goes like this. Recession is an academic term described by two consecutive quarters to economic contraction as measured by the decrease in the gross domestic product, so the GDP. Government spending is a significant component of the GDP. Despite trillions of dollars in the Biden era spending, the United States did experience a recession in 2022, during the Biden administration. But it was not called a recession during that time for some reason. What is happening now is an intentional and necessary cooling of the global economy that has been artificially overheated during the pandemic era in the world spending. So here's the vibes, man, as I like to say. What's going on is that now there's a lot of attention to what's going on overall. Let me see what the editor wrote here. What does it say? 4 years of the Americans that they were. I'm going to put it to you this way. This shit that this person wrote, I'm not reading because this is dumb. I hate when people start calling people names for no reason for a quote unquote news story, because that's not a news story. That's an editorial piece that you're just thinking about whatever the hell you want to say. So there you go. Okay, so let's talk about this. Let's talk about the numbers real quick. Tariffs wreaked havoc on markets on Friday, and today will probably be more of the same. The Dow lost 2,231 points to close at 38,314. The S&P lost 322 points to close at 5,074. NASDAQ lost 962 points to close at 15,587. West Texas Intermediate closed at $62 on Friday a barrel, and Brent crude was at $66 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.25, and Bitcoin tumbled over the weekend, down over 5%, trading under, $80,000. And Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $54 million jackpot or a $25.7 million cash payout. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $54 million jackpot or a $26.1 million cash payout. So if you're ready to play the game, it is definitely time to do so. So we're already running behind, so let's get into the story of the main of the story. Let's do that, because you might enjoy it or you might not enjoy it. I don't know. Maybe it's not meant to be enjoyable as it's meant to be enjoyable all at the same time.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So main story time, Rated R Safety Show. We are hanging out on this lovely Monday, and we need to talk real quick. We need to hang and bang and shine and blind and all that kind of fun stuff. You know, I will tell you, I get more complaints inside of this box on a Monday than I do any other day of the week. And I don't mean complaints like, I'm talking about, the redundancies that people see inside of systems, the redundancies that people see about how nothing at my job changes. I get it. Believe me, I get it. I have worked at those workplaces, just as some of you talk about, that the system sucks. Let's just be realistic. It's not good. It is the system within the system. We've talked about this before. It's not like this is some miracle that we're talking about. But it's like one has to look at it and go, how do we change things? And some people get extremely frustrated that there is a conversation that occurs and happens and moves. And we kind of look around and go, this makes sense. And then we go, that doesn't make sense. And there's just so many things that one questions. But then there's the other side of the coin. There's the question that comes about is it as bad as it sounds? Is it better than what it sounds? And then you start questioning. And then you start looking. And then you do that weird thing that nobody wants to admit that they do, but we do it all the time. We justify. We justify why we are staying in the system. We justify why it's okay that it's not okay. And listen, I will tell you, I know the two sides of the safety professional. I know the ones that will stay regardless of what's going on, and I know the ones that will jump the moment that something better shows up to go somewhere else. And here's the problem that we run into. And this is a problem that people run into regardless of what career you're in. If you kind of look back at the olden days, some people would have a job, stay there their whole life because there was quote unquote great benefits. There was pensions. There was health care. There was this. There was that. There was matching this, matching that, making sure that at the time of retirement, you were set to go. And then you have jobs that suck and don't have any of that stuff. And things have changed throughout the years. And it's okay because things should change. And then you have that other side when it comes to this whole equation where there's people that are out there that they're always looking for the bigger, better deal. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but understand that. That a new position becomes available and there's more money and they jump. There's another position available and they jump. And that's okay. Not a problem. But there's the in-betweeners, if I can say that. The people that have been at a place for a period of time really like the people. And what they have determined is, in their point of view, is that the place will not be better if they are to leave. The place will not be better if someone does not stand up too. And that becomes an issue. Because guess what? Are you staying because you're trying to correct the system, or are you staying out of some level of guilt? And those are the questions that you have to ask yourself. I have worked in organizations where people stayed an extended amount of time because they really liked the people. And there's not a problem with that. But the system there sucked. I have been with people that worked at places that they're like, I am staying here until it's corrected. And let me explain that term right there, corrected. Have you ever worked at anywhere where things were quote unquote corrected in the long run? Because I used to sit around and I would say, I'm not going to do something until it's perfect, until it's above caliber, until it's blah, 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 blah. And then I realized there's this thing that happens that we don't get enough of that's called time. You are never going to have the perfect time for X. You're never going to have the perfect time for this, that, or the other. You're going to have to think about these things. I mean, you're not going to have to do anything, but I'm just saying, you have to think about them when it's all said and done. What is going to make the most logical sense? So, as you look at the both sides, of this coin here. Which category do you fall under? Do you want to fix everything? Or do you already think things are perfect? Or what are you going to do? I mean, your life depends on it, and so does your system.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
It's a new year, but it's feeling harder than ever to find and hire qualified people you need, especially for small businesses. That's where LinkedIn Job comes in. They make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified people. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering qualified hires versus leading competitors. I have to tell you that we have used LinkedIn Jobs to even find some of the people that we have here at Safety FM. LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your jobs for free on LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to tell them that you heard it right here on Safety FM.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things is mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com /iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
Warning. Listening to other radio stations could cause testicle shrinkage.
I'm talking truth.
You strip off my clothes and we jump in the water. We light it up cause there's nobody here. Stories made by the fire.
Okay, here we are, 45 minutes past the top of the hour, baby. Yep, hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show, doing our thing. Oh, yes, we're going to have Escapades, Saints of Valor. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. I would recommend strongly giving a little streamer-emer action because I think it's going to change lives. Yep, doing it all for the Escapades. Yeah, we'd like to thank Saints of Valerie for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Always a good time when we get to play some musica. And I have to tell you, they've sent over, or let me rephrase that, we've acquired quite a few songs by them. And they're good. I really like them. There's a lot of cool songs that they have. Yeah. Just giving you my perspective. I mean, music is subjective. And I'm sure we'll talk about that more as we go through. So there you go. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now and that healing is possible. Things can get better. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there's all kinds of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. So there you go. Let's talk about some other stuff real quick. Just as we are going through everything, a German company says that it wants to change the surface on which basketball games are played to glass. ASB glass floor, which makes, well, exactly that. Floors made of layers of safety glass. Says the visual benefit of sports played on this type of surface are worth it alone. The floors can be stationed on top of the LED panels, creating what they call a dynamic visual feast, featuring customized player lines, logos, colors, animated graphics. And of course, ads. The floor markings can be changed digitally for other sports. The company says that the glass surface has been and can give flexibility exceeding farther than the traditional hardwood floors. And there are ceramic coating, which creates the grip. Glass basketball floors do not have dead spots or other cracks that can occur during the wood courts. Glass LED courts are already in use in a few pro courts in Germany and Greece. So, hey, nothing gritty, sporty energy drink like hooping in it on a giant iPad, huh? But I don't need, you know, dynamic visual feast. I need my center to hit the free throws. But here's what I'll tell you, because I think it's interesting. If you look at that, essentially, remember when hockey many, many, many years ago had all the digital stuff that they would do so you could see the puck move and all that? And it was kind of a cool visual, but a lot of people hated it. And then my other thing becomes this. If you're essentially playing on the glass portion, how much does this change the game for the players? Because, you know, the distraction thing. I mean, when I was younger, much younger, of course, they used to bring these little spinner things that people would have in the back of the of the goal when they were playing basketball to throw off the people that were trying to shoot their free throws, and then they got banned. And I remember when, what was it? I think it was LA Knight or LA Knights, LA whatever. Anyways, there were some shoes that would light up, and those got banned because the shoes lit up and they were too distracting for people. So I can't imagine a whole digital board essentially being on the ground and that working that well. Anyways, let's do something a little bit more positive. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Gail. Bill Gates said, "Your most unhappy customers are your greatest source of learning." I agree 100%. You never really learn how to improve when people are only telling you positive things. I started working at a different radio station 20 years ago. My first week there, I went into a business to visit about advertising. I thought the guy was going to punch me. He had a bad experience with us in the past. I thanked him for letting me know, and then I asked if he would tell me more about it. He shared some things that a former manager did wrong. I assured him that I wouldn't do anything like that, and we became great friends, and he became a wonderful client.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. I'm reminded of the medieval nobleman who built a castle that included a beautiful chapel where he often retired for prayer. Not infrequently, his prayers were interrupted by the screams of his enemies who were being tortured in the dungeon he had constructed directly beneath the chapel. Apparently, he saw nothing incongruent about praying while his enemies were being tortured, which just goes to show that we all have blind spots. Psalm 139 says, "Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. See if there's any blind spots in me." Lord Jesus, reveal our blind spots and inconsistencies that we may confess them and receive forgiveness. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Raising Our Safety Show.
Suspected U.S. airstrikes targeted Houthi-controlled areas near Yemen's port city of Hodeidah, resulting in at least 4 fatalities. These operations are part of a broader campaign addressing regional security concerns.
The U.S. military has intensified efforts to ensure freedom of navigation in the region. Deployments include B-2 stealth bombers to Diego Garcia, signaling a significant show of force amid escalating tensions. The Houthis claim continued targeting of U.S. warships in the Red Sea, further heightening the conflict. Benjamin Wright reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced the establishment of a new security corridor termed the Morag Corridor, aimed at dividing the Gaza Strip to exert pressure on Hamas. This initiative seeks to compel Hamas to release hostages and relinquish control. Joseph Eckerson with the latest.
The corridor is designed to separate the southern city of Rafah from the rest of Gaza. Defense Minister Israel Katz confirmed plans to seize extensive areas for security zones. The international community has expressed opposition to this move, citing concerns over humanitarian implications.
China conducted extensive military drills around Taiwan, focusing on the Taiwan Strait. These exercises tested capabilities such as area regulation, joint blockade, and precision strikes.
Taiwan's military reported significant activity, including 76 aircraft and 19 ships near the island, with some crossing the unofficial border. The U.S. condemned China's actions, reaffirming commitment to Taiwan against coercive tactics. These drills have escalated regional tensions and spotlight ongoing disputes over Taiwan's sovereignty. Jim Kender reporting.
President Donald Trump announced a comprehensive set of reciprocal tariffs on various nations, branding the initiative as Liberation Day. The objective is to bolster U.S. manufacturing and address perceived unfair trade practices.
Economists warn that these tariffs could lead to economic downturns and strain international alliances. The announcement has already caused turbulence in financial markets and raised concerns among U.S. businesses about about potential cost increases and supply chain disruptions, Lawrence Keller reporting.
Thousands of Haitians protested in Port-au-Prince against escalating gang violence, demanding government intervention. The initially peaceful demonstration turned chaotic when heavily armed individuals opened fire near the prime minister's office.
Although no casualties were reported, the gunfire caused panic and dispersal among protesters. Gang violence now affects a significant portion of the capital, leading to mass displacement and a humanitarian crisis. The United Nations has called for increased international support to address the situation. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Myanmar's military declared a temporary ceasefire until April 22nd to facilitate earthquake relief efforts following a 7.7 magnitude quake that killed over 3,000 people. The ceasefire follows unilateral ones by resistance groups, with the military warning against attacks or regrouping by these groups.
Rescue efforts have pulled survivors from the rubble in various cities, but the death toll continues to rise. Kyle Norris reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Okay, there you go. 55 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out. Then let's start talking about some things that happened back on this day. Back in 2021, the comic book featuring the first appearance of Superman sales were record-breaking $3.25 million. Action Comics was released in June of 1938, and at that time it sold for 10 cents. So there you go. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Anne Marie turns 34, Anna Conkle turns 38, Kenneth Petty turns 47, John Cooper 50. He's a rock singer for Skillet, just in case. Mackenzie Scott turns 55. Russell Crowe, 61. Jackie Chan turns 71 today. Francis Ford Coppola, 86. And Jerry Brown turns 87. So there you go. That's some birthdays for you, if I may share them with you. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, World Health Day, National No Housework Day, and National Beer Day. I think there are some people that celebrate that last one a little bit more than just the one day of the year. Just saying. If you need a rando for today, let's give you one of those. Being a hypochondriac is going to save my life one of these days. You get it? I hope you do. If you need a random phone starter for today, I got one of those. What product meant for the opposite gender do you have no qualm about using? Razor, shampoo, deodorant, jeans, Kia Soul, yeah, the stuff, you know, the random stuff. I will tell you, what is it? What's the shampoo? There's a shampoo out there that I love. What is it called? Pantene? I don't know. Smells good. Reminds me of some crap when I was younger. Pantene. It's Pantene. And yeah, why am I talking about shampoo, especially when I have no hair? Maybe that's maybe the better question. So there you go. Okay, what else? If you need a random one for the water cooler, vegetables are the number one food we're picky about eating. What came in second? Seafood. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I'll be going out and hanging out with, the people at Radio Big, because that's what I do. We'll talk about the world of music and entertainment if you're so inclined to come out there and hang out. RadioBig.fm to come and take a listen. If you don't want to go over there and you want to hang out on Safety FM and know what exactly is going on, it's Sheldon Primus talking about the world of safety consulting, because that's what he does. He talks about safety consulting. Good times. Safety consulting. That's what he talks about. So there you go. Anyways, that's it. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. No doubt there. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. If you continue to think the way that you've always thought, you'll continue to get what you've always got. Yeah. Imagine that. Thinking about the world differently. Huh. Wouldn't that be something? Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.